This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our snowplow drivers and our over-the-road truck drivers struggling to try to get things from point A to B, and we'll get into all that in a little bit. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, find out all kinds of things that we got going on here. Now, in the meantime, right now, we've got the man, the myth, the legend from UndergroundUSA.com. He was country before country was cool. It's Frank Savato.
That's 1883 stuff right there.
You were country before country was cool. There you go. There you go. All right, they're going back inside because they've had enough of it. By the way, what's the temperature up there by you? Do you know?
It's in the 40s. We're starting to warm up this week a little bit. So, for this time of year, it was cold.
It's going to be cold for the next couple of three nights. Let me tell you, it's 58 right here in one location, 59 in another one. Depends on which side of the bay you're on at the moment. It's cooler to the north. But let's say the pledge to get rolling. Are you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And speaking of our great country, today is the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and it's also the historical event that took place, and I remember this like it was yesterday, his speech, I Have a Dream. Here's a minute and 11 seconds of what it sounded like many years ago.
Even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream.
Yeah.
It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. Yeah. Dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream.
That's it, Frank, and he did have a dream. And it's too bad that these people today that are out there, the BLM and the Antifa and all that, can't live up to it.
Well, this is why we've labeled them accurately as political opportunists.
Mm-hmm.
nothing to do with equality and exactly what Dr. King said. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal.
Yep.
He was hoping that the sins of the past would be washed away so that we could all sit down and understand that. The people who are behind BLM and this race-baiting effort of division have no intention of wanting to be equal. You know, the people who are teaching CRT and advocating for critical race theory, they have no intention of sitting down and existing as equals. They want to flip the table so that there is the stain of the original sin of racism on anybody who happens to be Caucasian. And an accurate reading of history, going back through the slave era that they want to say only happened in the United States, goes back thousands of years beforehand.
Sure does.
If they really wanted to make a difference and bring equality, not equity, because equity is a liberal buzzword that means being unequal. Equity is about equality of outcome. It's not about equality of opportunity and a base starting point for everybody at birth.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to actually do something about making sure that all men are created equal around the world, they will look at places where there are still slave trades in Southeast Asia, in the Middle East, mm-hmm. where slavery still exists today, and then they turn their eyes towards human trafficking, which sickeningly is still happening along the southern border of the United States when they bring people in for literally indentured servitude under the drug cartels, but also into the sex trades.
Yeah.
So he has a dream. We haven't reached it yet. Because people who want to divide turn their eyes away from racism, true racism and slavery, to enrich themselves and make themselves self-important by creating divide in our country for political and opportune reasons. I remember the civil rights movement, and I remember the 60s, too.
Me, too.
We were taught.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more folks on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. And we're going to let Ron Edwards take us to break. Go ahead, Mr. Ron.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
And sometimes it's more than that. Alrighty. Hardly a week goes by when I do not get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing to me how they get their customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up and down the upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And you heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricing, customer service. And, oh, by the way, their motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Now, it all starts with Moss Care. That gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss. Over several hundred new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors, the accessories you could dream of, clean trade-ins. Oh, boy, wait till you hear this. Not only is your vehicle, your used vehicle, worth more than what it used to be, if it's in good shape, really good shape, it could be worth as much as 35% more than what it used to be. So, check them out. See what they'll give you. And by the way, they'll buy your vehicle if you want to sell it. And don't forget, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get great care taking care of them. Now, Moss Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And don't forget, they're building an all-brand-new dealership in Brooksville, Florida on State Route 50. I'll be there for the grand opening in about a month or so. Find them online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com. You were making a point about Martin Luther King. Carry on.
Yeah, we need to get back to where we were at the end of the 70s and getting into the 80s, when people were moving beyond the divisiveness of racism. Before the Obama administration came in and said, you must see everything through skin color. That's the only lens to have, is to look at things through skin color and how everything is affected by skin color, and equal means everything is equal. Well, you know, we need to not do that. There was a California regent by the name of Ward Connerly, he's a black man, who worked tirelessly to erase race in the college system out in California. And he achieved that under the mantra, if you want to erase racism, erase race on the forms. Treat everybody without looking at the color of their skin. And during his reign out there, the California college system became one of the best in the country, with brilliant graduates that went on to do brilliant things. Once they reimposed all of the quotas and decided to do it the way that the far left really wanted to do it, by looking at everything through the lens of race, now they're graduating people who have degrees in exotic degrees that they've dealt with, but they're achieving very little. And they're becoming a little army of activists to only see things through the lens of race again. America, take those glasses off. Follow up on what Martin Luther King said in his speech. It's the content of somebody's character, what they say, what they can do, their abilities, what they can bring to the country that matters, not the color of their skin. If someone's a bad person, they're a bad person regardless of their skin color. If someone's brilliant, they're brilliant regardless of their skin color. And that goes for sexes, too. We have to stop with the division under the labels and being balkanized under the special interest group and demographic issues. Politicians, insincere politicians, want people divided up by race, by gender, by religion, by special interest, because they can cobble together majorities when they do that to reach 51% in an election. Don't allow them to do that. We're all Americans. That's it. Equal opportunity for all. Stop letting the politicians divide us so they can cobble together their little special interests to win. We need to stop them from doing that. They're killing the country.
Okay.
Diatribe over.
Before, well, now you're off your soapbox. Okay, good. Now, a couple things here before we move on to something totally unrelated. There's a poll out there that came out over the weekend, a CBS News YouGov poll, that didn't mention Biden by name, but it should have, because it said only 26% of Americans see the country and things as going well, while the rest of the country, or the rest of the people, sorry, see that it's a screwed up mess. And they're talking about the people that are in charge, but they never mention Joe Biden. Wonder why?
Well, it's because it's a package deal. It's Joe Biden. It's Nancy Pelosi. It's the Squad. It's AOC. It's Rhino Republicans. It's go-along-to-get-along Republicans like Mitch McConnell. The federal government has become a behemoth organization, the elected people in Washington, that only knows how to take care of each other's political party and figure out how to tax the American people more. They do very little other than that. So the American people are trying to send a message to the elected officials that we don't like what you're doing, and maybe you should start going to Washington to represent your constituents instead of your parties, and that we're tired of being taxed to death. The people who are working, this is Atlas Shrugged all over the place. The people who produce The people who actually work for a living are tired of being taxed to death so that the federal government can take our money and give it to their crony friends and the people that don't do jack. The land of opportunity needs to get back to being the land of opportunity instead of the land of opportunism. And that's what that 26% represents, a message. We're tired of it, and we're getting to the point where something's going to happen if you don't knock it off.
Speaking of something's going to happen, after 2 years of going back and forth and Donald Trump being booted off Twitter, Twitter just banned Iran's supreme leader over the Trump assassination threat of 2 years ago.
They actually banned an account associated with the supreme leader. Just stunningly, the supreme leader's account is still there.
Oh, wow.
This is a guy who heads up a terrorist nation state. And the people at Twitter, well, we have to protect his free speech, you know, because, well, you know, when terrorists want to converse on Twitter, we can't stand in the middle of trying to stop that kind of violence, that kind of terrorism, but we could try to squelch the manufactured domestic terrorism false narrative that's floated out here when we don't like what somebody says politically.
By the way,
Twitter, get off Twitter, people. Let it die.
By the way, can you stick around an extra segment?
You bet.
Okay, the reason being is because I want to throw something in here real quick. CNN labeled Kyrsten Sinema in a segment they did as a Republican in an on-air graphic.
She's not a Republican by a far shot, but Republicans should thank her for what she's doing because it's her and Joe Manchin who are keeping the country from completely falling apart. You know, I don't agree with a lot of what Kyrsten Sinema, you know, wants to vote for, but I applaud her for understanding why the filibuster is important and why the rights of the minority must be protected. She took to the floor and she said that point blank, that the filibuster protects the rights of the minority, and she's absolutely correct. So if you're listening, if someone in your camp is listening, I'm a lifelong Republican and a conservative, but thank you, Senator Sinema, because you're doing the right thing.
And finally, before we go to break, Maxine Waters, the gift that keeps on giving, is now making the Manchin and Sinema holdouts all about race.
Of course she is. Rattle the race chain there.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back. More with Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We face the difficulties of today and tomorrow. I still have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. that all men are created equal.
The birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was recognized as a federal holiday in 1983. Today, Americans celebrate the life and legacy of the civil rights leader. Many businesses and institutions around the country will be closed in observance of the national holiday. A gunman who took four people hostage at a Dallas area synagogue and was killed himself as federal agents stormed the temple was identified Sunday as a British citizen. 44-year-old Malik Faisal Akram held the hostages for roughly 10 hours. In an update, police in the United Kingdom have arrested two teenagers allegedly connected to the hostage taking. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much, Kathy. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over there at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. Talked to them last week. They're doing good. They're thanking everybody for the great business that they're getting from them. And I would like to thank you, too, for supporting us and this show by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, where you can start out with the 1995 Quick Start. Now, a lot of people also have found out that they have some other things over there at relieffactor.com/captain, which they do. There's some other health products over there, and check that out, too. Now, remember, the reason I take Relief Factor, number one, is because it works, and I've been taking it for over 7 years. It's 100% drug-free. It's also 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, which is good for you. So why not take something that's good for you instead of a narcotic? So, 1995, gets it started, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Frank Salvato is with us, and thanks for sticking around, Frank.
Absolutely.
Now, I got to mention something because, as you know, we rely heavily upon the truckers. That's a large part of our audience. And I-77, guys and gals, Charlotte, North Carolina. All lanes of I-77 North are closed at Exit 8, that's Remount Road in Charlotte, due to a multi-vehicle crash. I've been telling you about this all night long. Be careful. The lanes will not reopen until 8 a.m. So those of you sitting out there in that traffic jam, you're not going anywhere for a while. Then we got to talk about Fancy Gap and I-77 south near the Virginia line coming down Fancy Gap, which is a famous mountain that a lot of people have lost their lives on. This is not the time to be going up and down that mountain if you're not totally prepared to get up it and to get down it. All lanes of I-77 south right now are closed near exit 101, I-74 near Mount Airy due to a multi-vehicle crash. And you don't want to be sitting anywhere near those runaway ramps either, because that's what these guys are trying to do when they lose control going down and they jackknife. They're trying to plow into the runaway ramps, and they can't get in them. Can't get in them. You've been there.
It's, if you don't have a reason, an occupational reason to be out on the highways in this kind of weather, you shouldn't be.
Yep.
And given the fact that today is a federal holiday,
yep,
maybe you stay off them completely, because the weather is not conducive to travel right now in those areas. So just don't do it.
Nope. And we got one of our contributors that's sitting in an airport because he only got so far, and that was it. And he's sitting in Charlotte with nowhere to go.
Yeah. We've had enough warning that the storm was coming.
You bet.
So people should have listened to it and acted accordingly. Those who are now shocked because they're getting caught in bad weather, that, you know, with flight cancellations and getting caught in your vehicles and stuff, you know, the truckers who are out there who knew they had to go to work knew this was coming, so that most of them are prepared.
You bet.
You know, but even they would tell you, if I didn't have to be here, I wouldn't.
Yep.
You know, so use some common sense, people. If it's dangerous to travel, don't travel.
Yep. Now, I got to talk about this attack over the weekend with the hostages at the Congregation Beth Israel Synagogue near Dallas-Fort Worth. The FBI and the Associated Press were slammed Saturday over their bizarre tweet from the Associated Press addressing the hostage situation. Now, they did everything they could to play this thing down and say that, number one, it wasn't a terrorist attack, and number two, it had nothing to do with the fact it was a Jewish synagogue.
Well, both of them. This is why the AP is part and parcel, part of the propaganda machine.
They are.
When you need to be so politically correct, and I mean nauseatingly so, that you can't report the news, then you become a propaganda organization, and that's exactly what happened.
Yep.
The fact is, the man was an Islamo-fascist from a British national. Two people over in Britain, and you sent this out to me earlier, or late last night, two
yep.
people from over in Britain have been picked up by British authorities.
Teenagers.
In connection with this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what are they? They're radical Islamists.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So while this guy is over here holding hostages, demanding the release of Siddiqui,
yeah,
this woman who is convicted of giving criminal aid to terrorist organizations.
Lady Al Qaeda, they called her. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's demanding her release, and is a known. He's on the terror watch list,
mm-hmm.
and he's at a Jewish synagogue demanding also, but you're not going to report the nationality of the person. You're not going to report that he's affiliated. You're not going to report what he's demanding.
Mm-hmm.
That's not reporting the news. That's not informing the people. That's not doing the public service. That's trying to whitewash something.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at instances like this, especially under the Biden administration, as long as it's been alive, but all through the 8 years of Obama, this kind of reporting and by both the FBI, Justice Department, and the media went rampant, and it served no one. Division amongst our people elevated under these kinds of social engineering. They did not They did not equalize.
Guess who tried to save the day? National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, about 30 minutes into the evolution, said that the Texas synagogue takeover was an act of terrorism and anti-Semitism.
No, I mean, first of all, taking hostages at a synagogue is going to be anti-Semitic by nature. I don't care if you're not if you're not an Islamofascist. You're doing it at a Jewish house of worship, so it's going to be anti-Semitic. You know, but then demanding that a terrorist be released, well, that should be your first indicator.
Yep.
You know, so instead of finding out the truth before they report anything, in order to get out there first and capture that narrative, they just plowed ahead not knowing what the hell they were talking about and then tried to stick by it.
Yep.
That's not journalism. That's propaganda.
You are so right. Now, Joe Biden had kind of a bad week last week, didn't he?
I couldn't be happier.
Inflation at a 40-year high, 7% over last year. The attempt to federalize the election is dead. The push to get rid of the filibuster ended. Store shelves are still empty. Supreme Court smacked down his attempt to unilaterally issue a vaccine mandate. A new liberal poll shows Biden's approval ratings at only 33%. We talked about that 26% a little while ago. And Kamala Harris crashed and burned yet again during a friendly interview. And then, of course, Stacey Abrams didn't want to be seen with Joe Biden.
Yeah, that's going to happen a lot more getting closer to November because he's radioactive. I will say one thing about that list. Don't sell the Democrats short about – don't think they gave up on that election reform thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they're huddling. Schumer and Pelosi are huddling. They got to figure out what bill to stuff everything into to try to get it passed in the middle of the night.
Yep.
So everybody stay vigilant about those two bills, H.R. 1 and H.R. 4, that are over in the Senate. You know, it's going to be hovering around. They're not going to kill it. He's going to table it and wait for the right time. We have to be vigilant about that one because we, the people, are protecting our right to have sovereign votes in our states.
Mm-hmm.
Those people, the people who only 26% of the country think is doing a decent job, those people in Washington, D.C., they're trying to steal that from you.
Yeah. By the way, remember, the minority is not the majority.
Yeah, the minority is not the majority, but you know, that was just a stupid statement.
I know.
But in the United States of America, the rights of the minority are protected.
Right. Okay,
and that's
Frank.
What makes us a great country.
Okay, Frank, we got to run. I'll talk to you on Friday. Thanks for a great couple of segments here, and I appreciate it. And you have yourself a great day, my friend.
And stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, UndergroundUSA.com, and I'll be right back with more on the Radio. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
To the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. This year I can get you back $148.50 back into your checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
You know, that's pretty good. You get $148.50 back. How'd you do that? Did you pay somebody off?
I love it. Good old Medicare Department. Too bad they raised it to $170.
No kidding. No kidding.
But at least we get them $148.50 back every month, which is a beautiful thing. So please give me a call, 813-966-1052. Patrick Hyland, we have open enrollment period right now, Captain, so you can still make a change and a choice.
All right. Well, let's go play some football. How about Ben Roethlisberger? Is he done now?
I believe he's done, Captain. Sad way to end your career, but made the playoffs with him. His final year, did the best they could. The Chiefs are just on fire right now. When they play to their capabilities, they can beat anybody. So they put it on him, 42-21 last night. Patrick Mahomes, 5 touchdowns, so. They look good. They look good. We'll see how they take on the Buffalo Bills. I think it should be a great game. Buffalo looked great against the Patriots Saturday night. So I'm looking for that matchup down the road. So Buffalo will get to
see what they can do. And the Tennessee Titans will take on the Cincinnati Bengals. So Cincinnati put it on the Raiders pretty good Saturday also. Tennessee's off. We'll see if Derrick Henry can come back and run like he's capable of. And that could be a very interesting game. Cincinnati wins that one. You never know what can happen. Teams get on a roll just like Tampa Bay last year got on a roll and won three in a row in the playoffs and then won the Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs. Could have a possible rematch. We shall see.
Let me ask you a question about the Cowboys. Now, of course, they're out of it right now, but the Cowboys, there's a quote here. Jerry Jones was flabbergasted, extraordinarily disappointed in the final play in the playoff. They're talking about the clock running out.
Well, I think he's also mad that Prescott ran, you know, in that situation. But, you know, if they get down in time and they spike the ball and then he throws a touchdown in the end zone and they win the game, we're not even having this discussion. But
they had a little problem. The umpire could not get to the ball. They were blocking that, mm-hmm. and then the center is the one that put the ball down there. It's not up to him. It's up to the umpire. They ran out of time.
Well, that's it. You got to get the umpire up there to do it. Here we go again. This is where the college rule, Captain, might have some, you know, merit. Stop the clock for a second when somebody gets a first and 10, mm-hmm. and then you don't have this problem. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the pros can learn something from the colleges, from eliminating a tie. You know, there's no ties in college anymore. These happen in the pros. You have these situations occur late in the game. Well, let's stop the clock for a second or two when you make a first and 10. But obviously that didn't happen. But to blame it on the refs, Dallas didn't play well. 17 points, mm-hmm. okay, in a playoff game. And they're very fortunate to get that 17 because of the field position they received on one of those touchdowns. So they didn't play well. They, for whatever reason, they had an off day. And they're one of the better teams in the playoffs. But they didn't get her done. So San Fran, you know, gets to go to Green Bay. That's going to be interesting to see what happens there. And Tampa Bay, you know, will host either the Cardinals or they'll have to, you know, or the Rams after tonight, Monday night special, the right. Rams and Cardinals. This should be a good game also. I'm looking for that one to be a decent one. So
okay.
We shall see.
Well, yeah, it should be because they're both evenly matched, and on any given night, you know, one team could beat the other, I suppose. But this is something, and I would not put I've seen too much of the Cardinals, the Phoenix Cardinals, to know what they can do if they decide to get down and come back. You know, they've done that so many times.
Yeah, I don't know if they're ready yet, Captain. They don't really have a great running game. They have an okay running game. You know, Kyler Murray runs around a lot and makes some things happen. Their receiving core is adequate. They have Ertz now, tight end, who's giving them a good shot in the arm.
Now, let me ask you a question, because if Tampa has a choice, okay, Bruce Arians knows the Phoenix organization pretty well, right?
Yes.
So, who beat us last year, Phoenix or the L.A. Rams?
The Rams. The Bucs would prefer to have the Cardinals win tonight, mm-hmm. in my opinion. They just faced Hurd.
I think you're right.
And put them in line, and they'll do the same thing with Murray. But what I think is going to happen, Captain, is the Rams' defense is just right there with the Bucs, and I think they're going to put Mr. Murray in his place. So I'd venture to say I believe the Rams will be coming here, and should be a great game. But if the Cardinals do pull off the upset, that would behoove the Buccaneers. Look, San Fran beating Dallas, I think, helped out Tampa Bay. I don't think Tampa Bay wanted to play Dallas again. That was the first game of the year went down to the wire, and Dallas matches up well for Tampa Bay. So things are looking good for Mr. Brady and the Bucs right now if things were to
By the way, say hello to George the Godfather.
Hey, George. Mr. Rod for 45. He's a good man.
All right, and let's go ahead and start wrapping this up. Tell us what it is you do so we can keep on moving.
I appreciate it, Captain. Hey, anybody out there listening to this, you can catch out my sports show from 11 to 12 on Sundays on the flagship station. AM860 The Answer. But Monday through Friday, I help out people with Medicare and veterans benefits. So if I can be of any assistance to anybody in those departments, please feel free to give me a call at 813-966-1052. God bless you, Captain. Look forward to talking to you Friday morning. Thank you.
All righty, you're welcome. And with that, we're going to jump right over here to someone who's been patiently waiting. We've only got about a minute to do this. Eric in East Tennessee, what's up?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call. I'll try to get in with Frank. Here's the situation. So you got this knucklehead taking people hostage in Texas, right? He asking for the release of blah, 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 Siddiqui.
That's right.
The Pakistani national.
Lady Al-Qaeda.
Right. Wanted to kill troops in Afghanistan, right? So here's the deal.
Right.
Who is Omar Siddiqui? Okay, here's the deal. People should look up Omar Siddiqui.
How about Motion Siddiqui? He's the guy that I actually ran into in Florida.
Sure. So here's the deal. That's not a very common name. Might be a common name in Pakistan, but here's the deal. Omar Siddiqui is an FBI advisor for counterterrorism, Islamic terrorism, and he also works with the CIA. And he also ran for the 48th Congressional District as a Democrat in California back in 18. Not saying there's a connection here, but if all of a sudden the FBI and AP are playing this down, who's pulling strings? Who is CARE, the organization formerly known as CARE, in the background running interference for this? I'm going there. I'm not saying this is this could be a conspiracy theory, but where there's smoke, there's fire, especially with Islamic terrorism of international proportions. When you got MI6 tracking those two knucklehead teenagers associated with this 44-year-old, piece of meat that's now, room temperature or cadaver in cold storage.
Yeah, they took him out.
Right. But you see how this goes, okay? For too long, in my opinion, especially since September 12th of 2001, everyone wanted to downplay it's always the Islamic terrorism somewhere else. It's always them. That it's not, homegrown, so to speak. This guy's international. He got in. I'm sure they're going to look at visas and Department of State who allowed this knucklehead in, travel, et cetera. I get that. But what I'm saying is if the FBI is downplaying this, if there's no religious involvement in this, that, and the other, I'm calling Bravo Sierra. I've been around counterterrorism.
Well, they did to begin with, Eric. They did. They absolutely did.
Right. Okay. Now, terrorism is a violent act in order to affect a political or political change, and that is a generalization of the definition of terrorism. Okay. You don't have a Muslim attacking, taking hostages of Jewish people at a synagogue or asking for the release of an Al-Qaeda convicted a knucklehead, okay, that's doing time in federal prison if there isn't some connection going on.
Okay.
That's what I'm just going to leave it there.
All right. Thanks very much, Eric, and I'll talk to you tonight.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Bye.
Take care. Yep. And good luck to you. And say hello to your boys. I always forget that because he kind of bails out there. But anyway, we'll be back tonight with a lot more. The Captain's America Third Watch. You can always go to the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. The podcast is also up on my flagship station, theanswertampa.com, in about an hour or two. And it'll be there. It'll be on my website. It'll be on all my...
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.